people in Longmont now have an opportunity to see movies in historic theater right on Main Street in downtown. KGNU's Maeve Conran speaks with Faye Lamb, president of the board of the Longmont Theater Company, which is now home to the new Trojan Movie House.
The building that we know, and I'm not going to be totally accurate on this, opened on December the 5th, 1939, as a Fox Theater. Now, back in those times, many American towns had Fox Theaters, okay? And they did live stage productions, they did movies on a screen, and then they had other things that they did, like vaudeville, magic shows. It was sort of an all-around entertainment. And when you look at the old photographs, they have people in their mink stoles, you know. I mean, it was a 3-4 hour entertainment. It was the place to go during in that period of time. So on Main Street in Longmont, this Fox Theater stayed open from 1939 to somewhere in the middle 50s, like 1954, and then it closed. And then in 1960, it had remained vacant for a long time. A man by the name of Richard W. Klein came along and bought it. And he called it the Trojan Theater, and it was a film, movie house. And he remodeled it because it had been vacant for so long. And he owned it from 1960 to around 1985, showing movies. He also owned the majority of the other theaters and drive-in theaters in Longmont. So that was his business, right? And so around the late 80s, he began talking, or the Longmont theater people, who were then called the Potpourri Players, began talking to him to purchase it for, again, a live stage production venue. They also remodeled it, took out some seats, and he helped them negotiate to raise the money to buy it. He is the person who named the building the Longmont Performing Arts Center, because it was his dream that it had movies plus the live stage to play side by side again. Okay. The Longmont Theater Company, they changed their name at that time. I guess they changed it in 1988, but they bought the building in 1991, and they needed a home as a theater, and so we've owned it ever since. Now, it took 28 years to get the movie screen back in and to fulfill his dream, but we finally did it. Okay, so we wanted to honor Richard Klein's legacy. The auditorium in which you sit in the theater is named the Richard W. Klein Auditorium in honor of him for the help that he gave us. But we wanted to continue that legacy, and we were worried about people getting confused with the Longmont Theater Company being movies and live stage. So anyway, we worked with the family on picking the name The New Trojan Movie House, and we specifically, and Art Cinema. So it's Movie House and Art Cinema, so we can cover all the different genres in the cinema world. So that's kind of the story.
So now people can essentially see a movie in that historic theater on Main Street in Longmont. But these are almost cult classics that you're showing. I know you recently had a screening of Young Frankenstein. You had a tremendous series over the holiday period. I myself went to see Muppet Christmas Carol. Right. And there was other things, I think Miracle on 42nd Street and a bunch of seasonal movies. And the opportunity to see these old-timey movies, and they're not all old movies, but in this incredibly historic building right in downtown Longmont, gosh, I think that's such a special thing for the community to be able to experience now.
Right on Main Street, yes. And the ambiance of this building is, there's just something, and you know, I talk about it when I do my curtain speeches during the live theater productions. There's something about it that it sort of just reaches out and hugs you. I know that sounds odd, but it's very warm. It's very different than, say, a large commercial theater, either live stage productions or movies. There's just something really, really, really warm and cool about it. And people come in for the first time and go, this is really neat. Or people come back and say, I just love this place. So, yeah, it's very different.
And it's such a unique experience for people who are now used to maybe watching movies at home. Because of Netflix and other streaming services, which has really changed how we consume media. We've gotten away from this communal experience, and there really is something special about watching these movies as a community, particularly in these historic settings?
Right. I hear a lot of people say, I brought my wife tonight or I brought my husband tonight. We've seen this movie many times, but we've never, ever seen it on the big screen. For instance, we're going to show Gone with the Wind. And I've seen it. It was one of my mother's favorite movies, as was Wizard of Oz. And we're showing both of those at the end of March. I've never seen either one of them on a big screen. And I can't wait to see Judy Garland in the ruby slippers and the Scarecrow and the Tin Man on the big screen. And it's a big screen. It's 19.5 long and 12 high, and it's very large.
Now, The Wizard of Oz, that's going to be screened later this month?
It's in March. It's on a Sunday. We did that on purpose. We're doing Wizard of Oz at a 2 p.m. showing, so because we figure it's a family event. Again, there's going to be generations that have never seen this show on the big screen, so we purposely put that on a Sunday at 2 p.m., March 31st, Sunday at 2. And that Saturday night, March 30th, is Gone with the Wind. That's a nighttime. Now, this is kind of funny. You know, it's 4 hours long, and so we have an intermission, and we usually serve popcorn and something to drink, and there's candy, but for Gone with the Wind, after intermission, we're going to have some slighter kinds of food for protein, because we feel like people need some food around 9 o'clock. So everyone laughed when I told them that during the stage productions, you know, because I announce everything. We're getting a lot of crossover traffic. People are coming to the live stage productions, and then they're coming to the movies and vice versa. Booking a movie is more difficult than signing a contract for a major, like, Broadway production, like, say, we just did Young Frankenstein. It amazes me. I started around Thanksgiving for Gone with the Wind and Wizard of Oz, and it finally took place after the first of the year. It's complicated. And who has the rights? Because a lot of those distribution companies for old classics, they've sold many, many times, and they're owned by different people. So finding the person or the company that does the distribution rights is interesting. We have Richard Klein's grandson, who is in the movie distribution business, Joe. He lives in California. He's really helping us learn the ropes. So he's been a big help. So the family is still connected. It's their grandfather's legacy, and they still want to be a part of it. But he's been a big help for us, a big help.
Faye Lamb, president of the board of the Longmont Theater Company, right on Main Street in downtown Longmont, which is now home to the new Trojan Movie House. You can find out more about their upcoming movies and how to get tickets at the Facebook page for New Trojan Movie House.